Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
Good afternoon to you, Garrett. Where are we starting today?
We are starting with a great actor, Adam Driver, who's in early talks to co-star with Matt Damon and Killing Eve actress Jodie Comer in Ridley Scott's period drama The Last Duel. So this is set in 14th century France. It's an epic tale of betrayal and justice told from three distinct points of view. Two knights whose bond is tested by treachery and a young woman forced to navigate the brutal and oppressive culture of the era in order to survive. Now, Ben Affleck was actually originally eyeing up what is now going to be Driver's leading role, but opted out due to a scheduling conflict. He'll instead appear in a supporting part. He's actually co-writing the script with Matt Damon, which I think is an interesting one. Disney and Fox have actually yet to sign off on the movie, yet to greenlight it, as they say. But they're going to be deciding, I think, pretty shortly. I mean, why wouldn't you with that cast in terms of what's lining up? And if that happens, I think it's going to go into production in early 2020.
And why wouldn't you with this next cast again? How exciting. Robert Duvall and Martin Sheen together again.
Yeah, so what is this, 4 decades after appearing together in Apocalypse Now? And it sounds like a good project that they've signed up for. It's one called 12 Mighty Orphans, which also stars Luke Wilson as the legendary Texas football coach Rusty Russell. So this was an orphanage that was overlooking Fort Worth. Russell turned what was a band of 12 underdog cast-off orphans with absolutely nothing into a team of fierce warriors that left their opponents bewildered and battered. And in spite of being outweighed by at least 30 pounds per man, the youngsters became one of the toughest football teams in Texas, and they even made it to the state playoffs. So Sheen is going to play Doc Hall, who was a sort of country doctor who served the orphans for over 3 decades without ever taking a paycheck, while Duvall plays Mason Hawk, who was a wise Freemason who instills wisdom in the youngsters. Ty Roberts is directing from a script he co-wrote with Lane Garrison, which is based on an acclaimed book by Jim Dent. Filming for this one began earlier this month in Fort Worth.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on that one. Sounds interesting. What about more casting in an Apple show?
Well, this is the content world where stuff's been made everywhere, and obviously Apple are making big moves in big budget spaces, and they've signed up Lee Pace, who was in the likes of The Hobbit and Captain Marvel, and Gerard Harris, who we've seen most recently in Chernobyl. They've been cast in this new series, which is called Foundation. It's based on a novel of the same name, and the story chronicles the saga of the Foundation, a band of exiles who discover that the only way to save the Galactic Empire from destruction is to defy it. So Harris is going to play a mathematical genius who predicts the Empire's demise, while Pace is going to play the current Emperor of the Galaxy. David S. Goyer will serve as the showrunner, and the series will launch on the Apple TV Plus streaming service.
All right, Heather Graham, we haven't seen her for a while.
No, that's what I was thinking when I was looking at this. We haven't seen her in a big role in recent times. So she's set to co-star opposite Rachel Lee Cook and Damon Wayans Jr. in the Netflix original feature Love Guaranteed, which is currently in production. Mark Steven Johnson is directing. So Cook is going to play an earnest attorney who begrudgingly takes a high-paying, high-profile case from Nick, a charming new client who wants to sue a dating website that guarantees users will find love. So Susan and Nick soon find themselves in the middle of a media storm as the case heats up. So do their feelings for each other. And Heather Graham plays a character who is the ruthless CEO of the dating website, who built a lifestyle brand from the ground up and will crush anybody that gets in her way.
Tell us about this film, Reminiscence.
Yeah, Reminiscence is a movie that stars Hugh Jackman, Rebecca Ferguson and Thandie Newton. And they've also got Daniel Wu now starring in it. And it's going to be the directorial debut of Westworld producer Lisa Joy. It's a mind-bending noir love story set in a dystopian near future of a nighttime superheated and flooded Miami. And Wu finds himself on the opposite sides of Jackman's character. Just a couple of other casting roundups for you as well that just took note.
Yeah.
I took note of. So Vanessa Kirby, who we know from Hobbs and Shaw and Mission Impossible Fallout and The Crown, she's in negotiations to star in Pieces of a Woman, which will explore the life of a woman attempting to deal with the aftermath of a tragedy. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Emmy winner Kelly MacDonald has been cast alongside Colin Firth in John Madden's World War II drama, and wait for this as a name, Operation Mincemeat.
Wow.
Michelle Ashford penned the screenplay, an adaptation of Ben McIntyre's 2010 book. The story takes place in 1943 when the Allies are determined to launch an all-out assault and follow two intelligent officers who dream up an inspired and improbable disinformation strategy to help the cause.
Kelly MacDonald, Colin Firth, I like the sound of that. Now, what's the latest with the Fantastic Beasts franchise?
Well, they're going to make another one. They were hoping to do it earlier. They were hoping to do it in July. It got pushed back and it's been pushed back again. I think because J.K. Rowling is writing furiously on this one, trying to get it ready. They said they're going to do five in them. We'll see if they do, because the last one did peter out a little bit with the reviews weren't so good. It earned only $653 million at the box office. David Yates is expected to return, but it looks like they're going to be heading into production for this one, the third one in the series, in February.
All right. And Michael Mann going to the small screen.
Yeah, so director Michael Mann is going to do, you know him from Heat and The Insider, great director. He's moving to HBO Max to do a crime drama series for them called Tokyo Vice. This is based on a 2009 non-fiction memoir. It's a story that's set, it's a sort of first-hand account of the Tokyo Metropolitan Police. Ansel Elgort will play an American journalist who embeds himself in the Tokyo Vice police squad to reveal corruption, chronicling his daily descent into the neon-soaked underbelly of Tokyo, where nothing is what it seems. Ken Watanabe is also joining that cast.
All right. Meanwhile, director Ang Lee, not such a good year for him, it would appear.
Yeah, we had Gemini Man just released just recently. Anyway, it looks like it's going to lose a lot of money. It's going to lose about $75 million, they reckon. I mean, it was an expensive movie to make with all the VFX, $140 million to make it, $100 million spent on the marketing as well, but it's not been doing so well.
Which is unusual for Ang Lee. He rarely has a dud.
Yeah, rarely, rarely. But I suppose, I mean, you've got three financiers here, Skydance Media, Paramount, and some Chinese companies as well. They're all going to lose some money, but at least they're going to share the loss.
Yes, okay. You always give us a trailer to check out. You've chosen a little indie art house movie.
A little indie art house called The Rise of Skywalker, the next in the Star
Wars
series.
It's looking good, isn't it?
Yes, I mean, look, this is the end of the saga and they're marketing it like that.
There's that feel to it.
There is that feel to it. You know, it'll be the last one that John Williams will do the music for. J.J. Abrams back in the director's seat, which I'm delighted about. I mean, I really did not like the last one,
no,
The Last
didn't.
Jedi. Yeah. And I am a huge fan of Star Wars.
Force Awakens was super.
It was super. Yeah. I've really enjoyed this saga because I suppose as someone who got to enjoy the originals when they came out when I was a youngster, I've got to enjoy these with my kids.
Yes.
And so it's a great experience coming up to Christmas to go see this movie. And it's breaking records already.
Mm.
So we're not alone in the fan base. It's already sort of done so much in terms of pre-sales, outstripping the likes of Endgame and the likes as well. So Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, new trailer. Check it out. It looks really good.
Yes, it's on the way in December. Let's look at new releases on the big screen this weekend, beginning with this one, Countdown.
What I want to know is why us?
Because we downloaded it.
No, that's not it. Other people download it and they find they're living to be 100. You told me I violated the user agreement.
Wait, you know, it said the same thing to me.
Did you read it?
Yeah, terms and conditions. Every word.
Really?
No.
There's nowhere to go back and read it. I think that there's got to be something there that could tell us.
What if there's a way for us to look at that user agreement again? What if we got someone to download it just so we could see the terms and we don't accept it?
No, that is wrong.
Trust me. Hey, question for you guys. Have any of you heard about this new app that tells you when you're going to die?
Yeah, full Halloween mode there.
Exactly. Gosh. That's it. You know what you're going to get. So that's Countdown. And obviously, if you download the app, as this young nurse does, she's told she's 3 days to live and she has to figure out how she's going to survive. So that's Countdown. Now we have Terminator Dark Fate as well. Yeah. And that's kind of, did we need another Terminator? But you have Linda Hamilton and Arnold Schwarzenegger starring in this, joined by Mackenzie Davis in it as well, directed by Tim Miller. So good director in it. And it picks up sort of after after Terminator 2. But yeah, it's the usual stuff.
You know Skynet what you're going to get there, I think.
Terminators and everyone starts running from them. We also have a documentary as well. It's called Lost Lives. It's also it's based on the book of the same name. It's got a sort of high-end cinematography, full orchestral score and readings from the book by an ensemble cast of leading actors. And a movie then that picked up a lot of response on the festival circuit was The Last Black Man in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Got a lot of buzz. I expected it to probably get a bigger release, but such is the times that we live in with the types of movies that get big screen releases. A young man searches for his home in the changing city that seems to have left him behind. That's The Last Black Man in San Francisco.
Right, to be black and blue as well.
Yeah, Naomi Harris leads the cast in this. A rookie police officer in New Orleans has to balance her identity as a black woman with her role as a police officer when she witnesses other police officers committing murder. You mentioned Halloween. Mm-hmm. Well, we've got animated fun for the kids as well, The Addams Family. I suspect a few adults will go along to see that as well, an animated version of the movie with voice cast led by Oscar Isaac and Charlize Theron. Monos looks like a great movie as well. This is teenage commandos perform military training exercises by day and indulge in youthful hedonism by night, an unconventional family bond together on a shadow force known as the Organization. And after an ambush drives the squadron into the jungle, both the mission and the intricate bonds between the group begin to disintegrate. Some awards buzz around that movie as well. And then finally, just to mention, Bruce Springsteen has directed a movie. It's a sort of live concert performance mixed with some strong visuals as well, called Western Stars, and that's going to be on release from Monday.
Very good one for Springsteen fans, that is for sure. What TV movie are you recommending?
Yeah, I just decided to pick a documentary, a very strong documentary capturing one woman's experience working in a hospital in a Syrian war zone while also raising a daughter, as well as becoming involved in the uprising against the Assad regime. Do check it out. It's a very strong documentary called For Sama. It's on Channel 4 tonight at 9 p.m.
Great stuff, Gareth. Thank you very much.
Thank you.